Day 6. Pray that the Lord and His kingdom may come. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, says, "I thirst." John chapter 19. Apocalypse Explained 83. He then said, "I thirst," because he longed for a new church that would acknowledge him. To thirst in the spiritual sense signifies to long for, and it is said of the truths of the church. We should pray that the Lord may come with light, that His kingdom may come. Apocalypse Revealed 9:56. From Revelation 21:17, "And let him who hears say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts, 'Come,' and let him who wills take the water of life freely," means that he who knows anything of the Lord's coming and of the new heaven and the new church, thus of the Lord's kingdom, should pray that it may come, that he who desires truths should pray that the Lord may come with light, and that he who loves truths will then receive them from the Lord without his own work. By "let him who hears say, 'Come,'" is signified he who hears and thence knows anything of the Lord's kingdom, the Lord's coming, and of the new heaven and of the new church, thus of the Lord's kingdom, let him pray that it may come. By "him who thirsts, let him say, 'Come,'" is signified he who desires the Lord's kingdom, and at the same time truths, let him pray that the Lord may come with light. By "him who wills, let him take the water of life freely," is signified that he who from love wants to learn truths and appropriate them to himself will receive them from the Lord without any work of his own. By "willing" is signified to love, because that which a man wills from his heart he loves, and that which he loves he wills from the heart. By "the water of life" is signified divine truths through the word from the Lord, and by "freely" is signified without his own work. The things in this verse have the same signification as these in the Lord's Prayer: "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so also upon the earth." The Lord's kingdom is the church, which makes one with heaven. Therefore it is now said, "Let him who hears say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts, 'Come.'" That to thirst signifies to desire truths appears from the following passages: "I will pour water on him who thirsts. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed." Isaiah 44. "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Buy wine and milk without silver." Isaiah 55. Jesus cried, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water." John 7. "My soul thirsts for the living God." Psalm 42. "O God, thou art my God, my soul thirsts for thee. It is weary without water." Psalm 63. "Happy are they who thirst after justice." Matthew 5. "Unto him who thirsts, I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely." Revelation 21. By this is signified that to those who desire truths for any spiritual use, the Lord will give from himself through the word everything that conduces to that use. By "thirst" and "thirsting" is also signified to perish from lack of truth, is evident from these passages: "My people are exiled because they have no acknowledgement. The multitude is dried up with thirst. The fool speaks foolishness, and his heart does iniquity, and he makes the drink of the thirsty to fail." Isaiah 32. But by "not thirsting" is signified not to have a lack of truth, in these passages: Jesus said, "He who believes in me shall never thirst." John 6. Questions. Imagine how thirsty Jesus was, knowing what his thirst signifies, namely that people would receive the truths he was teaching and be saved as they lived by them. He lets us help him satisfy the thirst of some of his people. Then we are helping to satisfy his thirst too. The Lord's kingdom comes as we live according to his laws, his truths. How do we pray that his kingdom may come in a specific way? As well as praying, can we do anything to help his kingdom come? Have you ever prayed for the Lord to come with light? Maybe not in these words, but still for him to show you what to do? What is meant by receiving truths freely? Don't we have to read and think about the Word to learn truths? Every time we say the prayer, we can pray that the Lord's new church may come. May thy kingdom come. Which of these passages expresses thirst for the truth best for you? Thirst for truth is also thirst for God, because he is the only one who teaches us what is eternally true. The end.